As we look at the way the Apostles' Creed summarizes the apostolic teaching of Scripture, the first thing we notice is that it begins with the doctrine of God. And in fact, the entire creed is structured according to a Trinitarian model, beginning with the Father and His works, moving to the Son and His life and work, and ending with the Holy Spirit and His areas of ministry. But with so many things in the Bible that it could talk about, why does the creed place such a strong emphasis on the doctrine of God? What's so critical about this doctrine?
Well, the doctrine of God is of vital importance to every Christian for a variety of reasons. One is that there are two types of people in this world. The world is not divided between believers and unbelievers. It's divided between worshipers of the true God and worshipers of gods of their own making. In other words, it's divided between true believers, those who know and love and serve and worship and delight in and treasure and follow the true God, and it's those and those who are idolaters. And therefore, we need the correction of Scripture so that we'll understand the true God. So theology and who God is vital for that reason. It's also vital because Protestants have stressed for 500 years now that the doctrine of God is important not only in and of itself, but because all other doctrines have to be understood in light of the doctrine of God. The Protestant doctrine of God is not substantially different from the Eastern Orthodox or the Roman Catholic doctrine of God. And at the same time, it's the most unique Protestant doctrine because Protestants believe that every other doctrine of the Bible has to be understood in light of the doctrine of God. So theology proper is what theologians call the doctrine of God, is vital for every believer. And every believer has a doctrine of God, whether they think of themselves as theologians or not. And that doctrine of God is vital for the way they live the Christian life.